From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Mellon reporting. Another peace plan for Aleppo has not worked. Deadly clashes erupted in Syria's Aleppo Wednesday as a deal for the evacuation of rebel areas was put on hold, leaving thousands of cold and hungry civilians uncertain of their future. Entire families had gathered in the streets before dawn, hoping to leave the ravaged city after an agreement announced the night before to evacuate civilians and rebels. The landmark evacuation deal, brokered by Russia and Turkey, came after the army seized more than 90% of East Aleppo from the rebels. It would have marked the end of opposition resistance in Syria's second city after years of fighting, and dealt the opposition their worst blow since the conflict began in March of 2011. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he would speak with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin later in a bid to rescue the deal. The U.S., along with other members of international community, is urging Russia to use its influence to stop Syrian government forces from committing atrocities as they close in.
John Kirby, a spokesman for the State Department, reiterated the U.S. position that Syrian solution can only be found through negotiations between the government and the opposition. Kirby firmly rejected the reporter's suggestion that the United States has washed its hands off the Syrian problem.
It was the United States who engaged and entered into what we hoped would be successful bilateral discussions with Russia, who we know has the most influence on Assad. Those efforts failed.
The State Department official said following that setback, the United States led an international campaign for a diplomatic solution to the Syrian war.
That was Lata Tahok reporting for VOA. This is VOA News. Poland's defense minister said Wednesday that he was happy that the United States has decided to accelerate the deployment of deterrence troops to Poland. Minister Antoni Macierewicz spoke following talks with the commander of U.S. land troops in Europe, Lieutenant General Ben Hodges, in Zagan in western Poland, where some of the troops will be deployed. Hodges said the troops will arrive in the German port of Bremerhaven on January 6th and will be immediately deployed to Poland and the Baltic states. Their transfer will be timed and treated as a test of their mobility speed, he said. Hodges said the armored brigade has already started moving out of its base in Fort Carson, Colorado. Poland and the Baltics have been uneasy about increased Russian military operations in the region and have requested U.S. and NATO troops' presence on their territory as a deterrent. The U.S. troops were expected at a mid or late January date. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has announced the selection of former campaign rival Rick Perry to be the country's next Secretary of Energy. In a statement early Wednesday on the decision, Trump said that Perry, a former governor of Texas, has led his state through what he called a sustained period of economic growth and prosperity by developing its energy resources and infrastructure. Trump says in his statement that his administration is going to make sure to take advantage of our huge natural resource deposits to make America energy independent and create vast new wealth for our nation, said Trump. Last night, the U.S. president-elect praised his pick for Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, as a fierce advocate for America's interests around the world.
Rex will be a fierce advocate for America's interests around the world and has the insights and talents necessary to help reverse years of foreign policy blunders and disasters.
Trump was speaking at a rally in West Allis, Wisconsin, after announcing that he had settled on the ExxonMobil CEO to be his top diplomat. A bloc of 10 Southeast Asian nations has a chance to open tough discussions next year on how to handle China's contested expansion into the South China Sea as the Philippines, one of Beijing's chief maritime rivals, becomes the organization's chair with authority to set its 2017 agenda. President Rodrigo Duterte, who will chair ASEAN for the Philippines, runs a country that got into spats so deep with China since 2012 that his predecessor took Beijing to a world court tribunal and got a ruling against it in July. But Duterte, who took office in June, has sought to make amends with a receptive China. Find out more at voanews.com and our social media platforms.
That's the latest world news from VOA.